Okay, I'm gonna try to do this with like my actual thing and just support an M4A or something. Everyone's just uploading natively, and like that makes more sense because Voku's like, oh, it's a service. I mean, it's a service that's been in use since, you know, like the 2010s. I have vague trust for it, but also like, I don't know. I sort of imagined that if I were to record M4A, then it would have some sort of cross-browser hijinks. Like, Arcana uploaded an AUG, and Safari can't play an AUG. I had to download it and open it in like VLC or something. Anyway, I didn't really consider how much of a woman conversation this was until halfway through what you said, where I was like, "Wow, yeah, I guess discussing like what we did and what we found and like what kind of warm tones really help." It's like I don't really usually have those conversations like ever, which is why it makes you feel like a bit of a kid in some ways. I mean, it's like 29. I'm like 29, sorry, and I have not really experimented with my appearance very much. Kind of embarrassing. I think, yeah, it's probably, I think there is an increasing amount, like there's a lot of transience in your early 20s. I think that if you can get like a year or two where things are the same, it has a weird amount of longevity in your mind. Like when I was in student residence in university, like, you know, I was there for like a term, like 7-8 months at a time for like 2 or 3 years. But that feels like a discrete, like a big period of my life, even though I'm like way older and I've been in houses for 4 years at a time since. The dorm situation feels like a discrete phase. So yeah, I mean, it's possible that things will slow down, but I also think that like if you can get a good year or two, then that's fine. I mean, I've been here in Vancouver for about a year and a half, and now I'm like, you know, when I moved here, I was like, this is it, this is where I'm gonna be, and I spent like all this money and all this time and all this effort trying to make the perfect apartment because I was like, now finally I can like lay some roots and like start something. But I think what I'm actually learning is that transience is a bit more common and not necessarily something that's bad. Like, I'm probably never gonna mortgage anything, but I think I need to be more ready to like pick up and move house than I really thought I would have been when I first moved here. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I was tricking myself into thinking like there are aspects of permanence and there are aspects of change, and those don't mix. But when they do, when it becomes change mode, then suddenly I can change everything. Like, you know, I didn't go clothes shopping very much in the last year and a half, really. But now I want to, like, update my wardrobe all kinds of ways. I mean, I made a post on Twitter, and I think only on Twitter, where I said I wanted to dress like Oshino Mem or Meme. I want to get a Hawaiian shirt, and I mean, I think that looks sick. Like, he looks like a samurai, and I would like to also look like a samurai. And I've been sort of channeling that in that I only really wear like open, huge plaid shirts and like tank tops and whatever right now, which is probably why I look like I'm gay or something. But I also just want, like, you know, maybe a bit more lace, maybe a bit more of like a, like, just like lean into like some sort of a Catholic aesthetic or something, but not like cottagecore, but like, you know, just like some aspects of like decorum or like, you know, some sort of things that you might consider gothic. And I guess I've always been curious about how much lightening my face would look like if I were to actually like brighten it up. Not necessarily going blonde. My mom's blonde, and I always thought that'd be kind of weird if I were to go blonde, but yeah, I don't know. I have a stylist around the corner. I mean, when Jade was here, I mean, she saw him like 3 times. He would probably say that this is gonna suck and it's hard. It's probably true. I kind of feel like I should wait like another month or two before I actually move to do this, because otherwise it's just gonna grow out a bit more, you know. To do it like right at the end and then go, I think suits the face change better. Though I also made big changes in the past, like not really timed well. Like, I changed my name in the middle of like a bunch of events happening in my life. It wasn't like there was like a new phase and then I changed it, you know. Anywho, I wonder what your freelance thing is. I've sort of have been half looking for work for a while now. Like, I have a bunch of things I could turn into jobs, but nothing really concrete, and I haven't really made money since like February. I'm like low key nervous about that. But, you know, a day at a time. Ba-doop-ba-doop.